Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and as we do, I went west to start today out. I went west from my location anyway. And joining me now from the sportsman's paradise of Louisiana is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. Thank you for inviting me back on the show.
Yes, sir.
I read a news article, and when I read it, I said, I have to talk to this about Bill. To correct me if I'm wrong, many times you've said, man, I wonder what you read about what these criminals do, and you wonder, man, if they ever bumped into a guy who knew how to shoot, this would change their plans so much, so fast. Oh my. I've got that story for you. Can we cover it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Unsurprisingly, I mean, if I had to say where did it happen, you would say probably Texas, maybe Florida. After that, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma. You know, we're not thinking California or Illinois. Okay, and you'd be right. This one is out of Houston, Texas. As near as we can tell, this is just an ordinary guy. He's in a gas station, near as we can tell, buying gas at 9 at night. There are other customers in there, too. It's a fairly busy station. When our bad guys show up, five guys in a car drive up. Four of them run in. The getaway driver stays in the car, leaves the car running. All four guys who run in are masked up, hoodied up, and they have guns in their hands. That is called a clue. Now, they tell the clerk and all the customers to hand everything over. One of the customers is armed. He bides his time. He shoots three out of the four before they know what's happening. They're running out. I went and they didn't include the video because these guys are underage and, oh, we're going to harm the future of armed robbers because they're minors and we don't want to give them publicity. All right. Anyway, that's why we can't see the security video. They run away. The good guy stays in the store, doesn't chase him down the street throwing shots. Is anyone surprised that these thugs show up at a hospital? The police are able to arrest four out of the five. What we don't know is, was it the driver who got away? Was it the unwounded robber who got away? We're still trying to sort that out. They know who he is. The police are after him. They just don't have cuffs on him yet. What I did notice is some of the security photos, you know, here's the little numbered cone out in the parking lot. There were shell casings out in the parking lot. I'm pretty sure that's not the shell casing from the defender who stayed in the store. So, now, I am not a lawyer, but it's pretty clear these bad guys were shooting into the store as they were running across the parking lot heading for their car. Unfortunately, one of the unarmed customers was wounded in the store. The news has to say we don't know who shot him. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. It was the bad guys who shot him. Okay. Fortunately, he stays there. They get him to the hospital. Of the bad guys who ran, one is in serious condition. The other two wounded guys are expected to recover without complications. The wounded customer was also expected to make a full recovery. Of course, our good guy stays there, says, "Hi, officer, it was me. Here's my ID. John Q. Good Guy." And then I went, how long did that self-defense take, Bill?
I don't know. How long did it take?
Well,
You know the cop. Well, in terms of pretty darn quick or what? Tell me.
Yes, pretty. The short answer is pretty darn quick.
Yeah.
And so I checked with some of my guys who compete more than I do. I haven't competed in a couple of years. And we went through some of the drills we do. A presentation, 4 shots on target. If it's 1 shot on target, it's probably 2.2. If it's 2 shots on target, you might be pushing 3 seconds. And that's not, that's just kind of average competitor. That's not Jerry Mikulik fast. And I'm going, wow, this was all over before they knew what was happening. Okay, so the obvious thing is, thank goodness he was armed and he recognized, hey, all of a sudden, what used to be the most important thing to me, you know, the Slim Jim, the chips, and the energy drink in my hand, those get to hit the floor and I get to move to at least concealment. Or, now here's another thing we don't talk about, and this is probably the 3rd or 4th class you take. It's right out of your fire and maneuver drills way back when, Bill. If these guys are, the bad guys are standing across the back of the store, robbing the people in line, lined up in front of the counter, you go, oh, that's easy. I move so that they're in line, so that the guy at the far end, the bad guy, the 4th guy away from me, can't shoot me without shooting his buddy who's in front of him. Because now instead of having to take on 4 attackers, I take the attacker in front until he moves or runs away. And I suspect that's what happened. It took 3 guys getting shot one after another as each one fell or started to move before the 4th guy went, I'm getting out of here because if I stand here, I'm going to get shot. So you can be fast. Fast works. But it's better to cheat because the goal of here really is to not get shot. And when you think about, hi, we're going to take what you have, the fear is, and then when you're really close and my buddy has a gun pointed at you, I'm going to pat you down and find a gun. And now you're worried if he thinks you're a cop and will just shoot you. So I don't think this was – here, let me describe it for myself. If I'm in that situation, I'm not shooting because I want to stop a bunch of criminals. I'm afraid if they find a gun on me, they're going to think I'm a cop and I'm going to get shot. Either a cop or a retired law enforcement, something like that. Does this ring true with your experience?
Well, you know, when I think about it, as you were describing it, I wonder what a competitor who also trained, like went to a... Well, I mean, I guess a competitor doesn't need to train tactically or go to a defensive pistol course because the whole... competitive, you've shot competitively. You're not just standing there in
right.
square and shooting, right? You're moving.
Typical IDPA, you're moving. USPSA, you're moving.
Right.
Right.
So that's, I would imagine a competitive shooter. Now, you know what? I'm not even going to ask this question because I don't know if it's going to be complicated or not. We're coming up on the break. And last time we did this, we talked all the way into the break. So tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. And I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. Both of those come out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing is picked up and carried at Ammoland and on to OpsLens.
Ops lens. That just sounds cool. I still haven't had that. Every time you say that, I'm like, we got to have a conversation about that. Then I just promptly, as soon as it's done, I forget. Then I'm reminded whenever you come on, I'm going to tell everybody how to find you, all that other stuff. Anyway, when we get back, I want to ask you a couple of questions about competitive shooters because I have never been
sure.
one, so I want to ask you about that. Talking to Rob Morris, okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse, although he has opened up a can of worms that has just got my brain a go. So when you shot competitively, did you do anything? Were you using a special pistol? Were you using a stock pistol? Did you do anything to it to tweak it to make it a little faster, a little quicker?
No. It was either a stock 1911 or a stock Glock 19. Later, I added, I was in the carry optics, but that was just a red dot.
So in that setting, for some of these competitive, now some of these competitive shooters, they get out there and they've got a gun that looks like it's, you know, out of a sci-fi movie. And
right.
I know that there's like a different categories for the different types of guns and the different classes of guns and everything else.
Yes.
So you were basically running a stock gun with an optic on it, which is nowadays just about a stock gun. So with that, do you think that you probably as a competitive shooter who carries a basically stock gun, does he have an edge over, say, somebody that goes to two or three training classes a year with the same stock gun?
Yes. Infinite. Okay, what does it mean when someone says, I'm a competitive shooter? Who are you competing against? The real answer is you compared to the last time you shot. Now, the world is full. Unfortunately, this describes most of my students. It describes most of the students of every instructor I know. If they get their concealed carry permit, that's the last course they'll ever take.
Right.
Oh, I'd like to have somebody look at my presentation, see if I've put in extra movements that we can take out and make me more efficient. As soon as you do that, you're way out in the 1% of not only of gun owners, but of concealed carriers. You followed through and had a coach look at you and say, I don't know where you picked this up, but let's put that down. It's getting in your way. So to be a competitive shooter, all you are doing, you could be the slowest guy in the state,
right?
But you're measuring your performance at least once a month, maybe week to week. And typically in that time, you're doing some dry practice. And the wonderful thing about it is you'll start shooting with some guys and you're doing this for each other. They're going, Bill, if you and I went out shooting, Bill, what did you see? You go, Rob, you're rocking your feet around when you're shooting, or you're moving your shoulders, or you'll see some unnecessary activity that I'm doing. And they go, during this week, practice slow enough that you're getting rid of the things you don't need. That's how you get better week to week. It's not to go burn 2,000 rounds at the range. That might just reinforce your bad habits. It's slowing down until you're practicing perfectly. There, now you're a competitive shooter. That's it.
So you think this gives... See, I could see where this would give quite the edge to it because, I interviewed this female named Michelle Viscusi, and she used to shoot competitively for Glock, and now she's moved over
okay.
to Staccato. Now, Michelle is an explosive person when it comes to movement. But with Michelle, mm-hmm. she has done so many competitive drills that when you talk to her about, well, what's the difference, when you moved from Glock to Staccato, how much of an adjustment was that for you? Her answer was, well, it was none. Because all of those
yeah.
repetitions, it's a little bit, so like being a competitive shooter is the closest that you could come to, I think, in real life as to, say, driving a car. Because you're just getting all those reps and that constant drilling and everything else. Whereas most people, people like me and you, if I'm lucky, I get to go to a class a year. I haven't been to one since 2019. No, when did we go to Steve's class? 2019 was tactical response. Did we go to Steve's class in 2020? No, it was 2019.
2020, I think. Yeah.
Well,
either that or late 2019.
It wasn't during COVID. We didn't go during COVID.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, it was late 2019. Because we went to tactical response in June, and then which was brilliant, and for me anyway, and then we went to Leesville, South Carolina, I believe it was Reevesville.
You said something that was brilliant. I want to underline that. You said, "Wait a minute, isn't this being a little bit like a driver?" And maybe you were thinking of a competitive driver. I'm going to say no. Back up. All of us are consciously. Are unconsciously competent
right.
to drive.
Right.
We get in the car, we start, we look over our shoulder, we're putting on the belt. We're doing five things, maybe while we're chewing the Big Mac that we got through the drive-thru window and changing the radio, or in this case, changing the programming on our phone. We're not looking at the controls or focusing on the fender. Our head is out. We know how to drive. We're concentrating on where we want to go and maneuvering the vehicle. And that's what those reps let you do. Now, the magic and the pro shooter that you mentioned, I was never, ever, ever in that league. She is competent at a higher speed than I am. When I push that hard, I have to start paying attention. She can push that hard and still ignore her motions to concentrate on things around her. That's why we we go practice at crazy speed. I've had a guy say, go get a blue gun and practice a presentation so fast that that you drop the gun. Go do it now. Find out when the wheels come off. Okay, now dial it back. Now you're less timid because, oh, I found out where I crash. I'm only going at 3/4 that speed, really.
Right.
Ah, it's good to know where that is.
Well, I think with people like Michelle, though, and the thing you're pointing out is when we drive, right, everything is sort of compartmentalized. Like, if we look to the rearview mirror, our hands don't move on the steering wheel.
Right. We've learned that now.
If we look to the dash, or if we make an adjustment, or if we're looking at the speedometer, or whatever it is we're doing, we don't move. When my feet come off of the pedals, my hands do not move. So I think with a competitive shooter of Michelle's caliber, what happens is when she's running to that next point to pull up shooting, when she puts the gun out there, everything ceases as far as she separates her hands and her grip and her trigger finger from the rest of her body. And all that's between her and the target is her eyes, the gun, and the target. And the breathing and the just stopping and the arrested motion, everything, I think she just divorces from that physically.
Yeah.
And just goes on to start shooting steady. And that's where that comes from. We're coming up on the next break real quick. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. There are about 2,100 articles waiting for you there. My writing has been picked up and carried at Ammoland and at OpsLens.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. The suspect in the deadly shooting of five of his neighbors north of Houston is in the U.S. illegally. Francisco Oropesa was previously deported and has multiple illegal reentries on his record. FBI agent James Smith.
That's what we need from the public, is any type of information, because right now we're running into dead ends.
Hundreds of police and the FBI are now involved in the search for Oropesa. Cities along the southern U.S. border are worried about an illegal immigrant influx once the COVID-era immigration restriction Title 42 expires on May 11th. The mayor of El Paso is declaring a state of emergency to help his city deal with the expected influx. J.P. Morgan Chase is buying most of the assets of troubled First Republic Bank. The FDIC had taken control of the bank and immediately began working with JPMorgan Chase on the sale to protect the deposits of First Republic customers. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Now, Rob and I have trained a couple of times, and I mean, the first time I think we trained, your gun was just stock. My guns were basically stock.
Yep.
But when I went to tactical response, I had flashlights mounted on both of them.
Interesting. Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah. Now, then we went to Steve's class, and we had guns with optics on them.
Right, red dot.
So when you carry your gun nowadays, do you carry your gun with a flashlight and with a red dot, just with a red dot? If you don't carry one with a weapon-mounted light, do you even carry anything for light?
I have a light in my pocket.
See, this is the thing. I'm fully on board with, Steve Fisher claims that he doesn't like weapons-mounted lights, although he has a million of them. He doesn't like weapons-mounted lights because that means if you are shining a light on somebody, you're pointing a gun in somebody's general direction. Valid. Valid concern. Would you agree?
Yeah. It's another train. You know what? On the other hand, I'm not a policeman. I don't have to investigate dark places.
That's right.
My attitude is, I do want a light sometimes, and I may want it in times when I cannot yet justify presenting a firearm.
Right.
So I chose, I suspect if I trained enough, then maybe I could master a weapons mounted light. I'm just not that good. I don't dedicate enough time to it.
Well, here's the thing. So I was very happy to go along with that, what Steve talked about. There's so many little itty-bitty lights that throw out plenty of light that you can carry one.
It's amazing,
pocket,
isn't it?
Put it on your keychain. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. There's no issue with that at all. However, I also do a thing once a week if things are lucky. I have the same sort of luck because it's, once again, another rider and a tactical trainer. I do a little segment called Think, Aim, Fire, where the tactical trainer is a guy named Bob Keller, right? And Bob does not carry a light. He only uses weapons-mounted lights.
Okay.
And I asked him why he did that, and he said, well, because are you going to train to shoot in self-defense with one hand? Because you're going to have to fish around for wherever that light is on you to get to that. And you're probably going to the range every day and training with two hands.
Yep.
And
great points.
He said, now with a weapons-mounted light, there's some lights you don't want to get, but you do. If it's a light where you can get to the switch with your finger still on, you know, you don't have to move your hand at all to get to the switch, where you just activate it inside the trigger guard with either hand, then, without moving anything, and you can stay on target, that's the way to go. And I thought about that. So,
yeah,
I have this gun that I haven't pulled a trigger on it yet, but I have set it up that way. It has a red dot on it. It has a flashlight on it that I can activate inside the trigger guard. And the only reason I'm not carrying it yet is because I haven't test fired it. I fully expect it to shoot and shoot well, but we're going to see how that works out. I'm going to be trying a Walther PDP.
Interesting.
Yeah. Have you ever gripped one of those?
I've not. Talk to me about it.
See, this is the thing. I envy people like Rob like this, because Rob is not, he doesn't get that. You don't review guns, do you?
People try and get me to get in love with the metal, and I go, nah, it's just a remote hole punch. I'm sorry, I can't fall in love with it.
So, with a YouTube channel, I could get out there and I could settle on one gun and I could go, all right, today I'm making video number 93 about this gun. I'm sure I've noticed that you guys have stopped watching my channel. I wish you'd watch my channel. So, the YouTube viewers are looking for variety. So I try different guns whenever I get them, and I make a YouTube video about it and give my opinion of it. So,
right,
the Walther PDP, as far as a ergonomic grip coming out of the box that hasn't been messed by anybody, is the best gun I've ever gripped in my life.
Great natural point of aim for you.
It's that, but I mean, if you were to go just pick one up and hold it by the grip, you'd be like, oh my God, this is like a Barca Lounger. it's got something called the performance. The surface on it is almost rubbery. It's not tacky, but it's rubbery.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't have grooves, but it has swells on the sides. And when you grip it, it just feels really, really, really good. And so from that standpoint, I mean, me, myself, and I, I'm actually coming to believe probably the best unsung pistol out there today is the FN-509.
And because?
Well, the FN-509 for me, it combines the 1911 grip angle, which is the best grip angle for me, with a rock solid Glock like dependability. It's a no frills gun. It's probably the gun the military should have picked.
Yes, okay.
It's probably the gun, instead of the SIG P320, they probably should have picked the FN-509, simply because it comes in so many different configurations with so many, I mean, they make native magazines that will go into their compact guns that hold 22 rounds.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very good platform. But it's a little lacking where it's really sparse on certain things. With the PDP, on the other hand, you can get the 4-inch gun and put a I've got a TLR-8 on it, Streamlight TLR-8, and I also have the Holosun EPS carry, which is a very small optic on it. It's a really small little platform. And I think that's going to be what it is, but I mean, I'm now got to figure out which light to put onto the 509, because that is a gun that I could see myself carrying. And the only reason I haven't been carrying them is because I have tested all of my Terran tactical guns, and my God, why wouldn't I carry those? So I've been carrying.
Now, yes, Bill is able to touch some of the finest pieces of shooting equipment that an ordinary citizen might carry. Underline that part.
Yeah, underlined.
There are race guns out there that are off the planet. Amazing devices. I'm not going to carry a half-pound trigger. I'm not. So all my guns have a stock 4.5 pound trigger. Now, I don't even try and adjust the movement that much. I want it to be stock. And then I learned to drive that platform. Remember what I said. We didn't talk about this, Bill. I asked Ben Branham, because he's both a competitor and he's touched more students than I have and more students recently. This guy who defended himself and shot four bad guys, is that doable by your average guy on the street? Not a competitor. And he goes, oh, yeah. It probably takes an hour a month, 15 minutes a week, take your gun. You know, you've learned, you've been through your concealed carry class, you've learned how to present efficiently, go do 15 minutes of dry practice a week. Okay, it's probably going to take you 3 months, and now your presentation, two shots on target, four guys, you're under 3 seconds. If you also took the class where you learned to move,
okay,
you're plenty good.
Hold up right there, because I got to hear the end of this story, because we're running out of, we're coming up on the break. Rob is both a podcaster and a writer, and the Slow Facts WordPress blog that you can find him on. This is where all of his writings originate, and then they go out into the world where they're republished and published at various places. He's got stuff, original content happening at Ammoland. He's reprinted on thetruthaboutguns.com. Keep and Bear Arms. He's just literally all over the place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are talking to Rob Morse. I had to interrupt his Ben Branham story while we were in the middle. You know, I don't think I've ever had Ben Branham on my show.
Oh.
I've seen many things by him. I've heard things he's done. I've heard about him. I've never had him on my show.
Right. Right.
Maybe you hook me up.
San Antonio, Texas.
Okay.
Oh, sure. Glad to. Will do. Let's see. Okay. We've got Ben, and then I want to go back and talk about Michelle, who's shooting for Glock that you mentioned.
Yeah.
FN?
No, she's shooting for Staccato.
Staccato. There we go. Because I wanted some perspective on this story where one good guy goes up against four bad guys and does a great job. And I'm going, is this guy Superman? Is he lucky? Well, okay, he might be lucky. But the difference between lucky and it being Tuesday night and the bad guys made the mistake of coming in isn't that he's a world-class competitive shooter. It's he's touched his gun. He's touched his gun enough that when it comes up, there was the dot or there were the sights, and he knew what to do. And that's about an hour a month, 15 minutes a week. If you can, break that up into two pieces during the week. And go do dry practice so that when you come up, okay, once you've got that, now stop practicing with your feet anchored to the floor. Practice moving as you present. And here's the advantage that Michelle has that you talked about. It's not that she will always explode out of where she was. Ideally, even if the guy doesn't have a gun pointed at us, perhaps most the payoff is greatest if he does. We don't want to be where we were the last time the bad guy glanced at our way, because that means it takes him another half second to find us in his visual field. He was over there next to the bag of chips. Where is he now? Over there near the Slurpee machine. Oh, what's he doing? All that time, that 3/4 of a second. Good. Now our gun is up with sights on target and our fingers headed for the trigger. He is now just beginning to try and figure out what we're doing. So cover, movement, and then sometimes the odds are such, oh, well, we have to shoot on the move. That's kind of a third choice. But it doesn't – that's not Olympic class shooting. That's not even, oh, my God, diddly ninja. That's just – what, two classes after you take your concealed carry class?
Interesting. Very interesting. So as you go forward, you know, talking about guns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it see, do you know who Tiger McGee is? Was
I've heard about him. I've never met the man, which is a shame. None of us are going to meet him now.
Yeah, he just passed away very untimely too. I mean, he's.
Right.
I'm 62. I don't know. I think he might have been like 63 or something. He was a young fella. When you're 62, 63, it seems young, doesn't it?
Right. Yes.
Anyway, Tiger carried a Series 70, 1911.
Yep.
And he carried the same one. I saw him on an episode of Sons of Guns when they were making his shoot right school. They had a signature AR-15 that they called the Katana.
Okay. Yes.
And he was testing the Sons of Guns or the Joe Mo version of the Katana. And he got it, and he's running it, and he did a transition from rifle to handgun, and. That Series 70 was what he was carrying then, and he just, you know, pop, 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 pop. I mean, he's just smooth. He carried the same gun throughout his whole entire time. And
yep.
even John Farnham changes platforms. He loves the Glock 19 size gun, but then he switched to a Shadow Systems gun, which is basically the same gun, just a little. It has the refinements that Glock could do if they actually did their own pro shop, but they won't. And I don't know what he carries now, but, I mean, it's always some variation of that Glock 19 sort of platform.
Mm-hmm.
I admire people that can settle on that one gun. But my question, it becomes this. Now, are you carrying a Poly 80 configuration?
Ace Firearms.
Yes. You're carrying that one right now.
Yep.
And, I mean, that's a good gun, isn't it?
I like it, yeah.
Is it, do you think it has enough refinement on it now? Because with the grip, all the Poly 80 grip comes with all the refinements that you pay lots of dollars for to get on there in the first place, the shave down grip, the texturing, the undercut, all that other stuff. Are you just happy to stick with that gun? There's nothing that could come along that you would say, okay, let me look at this.
I remember competing, and I'd watch a guy who was shooting faster than me, and I'd go, let me see that gun. And the guy go, no, you can't buy what you need. You need to spend another 15 minutes a week practicing, and then it won't matter what's in your hands. Bill, we could go into the average gun store, better yet, the average pawn shop. Scoop up anything that looks remotely like a Glock 19, and when we give it to John Farnham, he's going to beat the socks off both of us because he's a dedicated studier. Steve Fisher, same idea.
Right.
He goes, what was the joke he said? One little bump in front, two little bumps in back, line up the bumpy things, push the little wiggly thing, don't move the gun. And Steve is deprecating his own skills.
Sure.
Because he's the guy you give a gun to when a gun manufacturer wants to get excellent, well thought out feedback on how their firearm performs. Steve's the man. But he'll tell you, if you touch the gun, go give yourself those 15 minutes. Because you can put a Karen Tactical in my hand, and if I haven't touched the gun, if it's, you know, something happens, I get busy, it's been 2 months since I've touched the gun and done dry firing, it's not going to help. That's not the magic.
I see what you're saying. But, for me, right, and you said it earlier, I have touched some of the finest guns known.
You have.
And, so Terran Tactical, the problem I have with Glocks is where my trigger, the angle of my trigger finger coming down on the trigger in a stock Glock.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
And the weight of that combined with that angle forces me, the gun moves when I'm pulling the wiggly thing.
Right.
Terran Tactical eliminates the wiggly thing.
Yeah.
the Copperhead pistol has a Timney trigger on it with their custom bar that they stick on it, or custom connector. And when I pulled that trigger, it does not move the gun. So I am more accurate.
Right.
And see, I'm accurate when I'm shooting the gun, but I'm low left. And it's because I grip the gun high in the beaver tail, like I've been trained to do all of my life. Now,
right.
if I adjust my grip and come down a little bit lower on the palm swell, then I can drive a stock Glock that way and actually hit center mass exactly where I'm aiming. But the problem is that is not an instinctive thing. When I go draw, I'm not hitting it at the palm swell. I'm hitting it high on the beaver tail.
And you just, okay, you, here, if we want to give a public service announcement to all our listeners,
yeah.
When you go to a gun shop, the first thing is, where does your trigger finger meet the trigger?
Yeah.
Are you reaching for it? In which case you're going to shoot left. Is your finger hooked? In which case you're going to pull to the right. Okay. Where is it vertically? And if it doesn't fit you, try something else. Better yet, this is why if you can, go to a gun shop that has a range attached. Hi, I'm going to be renting guns from you today. Figure out what I owe you. And usually they'll go, oh, you're looking to buy? Here, keep. Because we're buying shoes. We're shopping for shoes.
Right.
And now they're trying to figure out which one fits you.
That's going to be the last word, Rob. You just nailed that one. I had never thought of that. We've run out of time. This will be something we pick up and explore. Next time when Rob and I are talking, we're going to be giving you a primer on how to pick your first gun. Thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Check out Rob both online as a writer and a podcaster. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.